Okay, Simon Shin Lamed Zayin, and the din kibbut habayis with Dava Sheni Mischavin. So Mechavin starts off Dava Sheni Mischavin, but something which one is not Mischavin to do is Mutav. Who should lay a Psik Resha? As long as it's not a Psik Resha, it's not inevitable. Hilkach, Goyer Adam Mito, Kisav Asaf, so one could drag a bed, chair, or bench. Bang it down the bank down, whether it's big or small. For Vajla is Chamlas is Charitz. If you make a Charitz, that's Machas Chayrish. You're softening the ground, preparing it for Zareya. Muta the Rabbi Tabayas is Muta to sprinkle on the floor water. Muta so that the dust shouldn't go up in the air. Right? Muta the Rabbi Tabayas. That's Sif Alf. Mishbru and Sif got in Dalit, Ben Gedoilim. The Mitrach lately saw Maksefa. It's what do you mean he's not Maschavim for? What's the Chiddush of Ben Gedoilim, Ben Gtana? It's a Tircha to carry it on his shoulder. Ben Gtana, the Yachalik Chom Maksefa. Afilachi Mutalo, the Gorim Alaart. Kosa of a Mogan of Rome. However, the Mogan of Rome writes, the gedolim be yoiser, but if they're very big, also ligra al oris the psik reshu, the bevada yasacharitz. Afilu merutzav bekarka, and even if it's tiled or merutzav bekarka shel shayish, also ligra the gazrina merutzav otu sheinim merutzav. So if it's gedolim be yoiser, it's also because of lashvas gumas. And then there were guys some rutsiv ato any rutsiv. Says the Sharetzian nice base. However, if most of the city or the whole city says kolayim is tiled with stones or boards, yesh la'akal b'zeh. Vafilim nachmer l'kavam b'kibun. And even if we can be machmer later on by sweeping, hacha kil tzvei over here, it's even more kal. Why? Because even if it's not merutziv, still there's many reasons why it should not be a yisad deraisa. Echad, the charitz sheyasehu b'zeh rachayfe kalach yad. Right, b'derech klal, how do you make a hole in the ground? You take a shovel, you dig a hole, or you have the plow. This is a backwards way of doing it. So number one, kalach yad. Void do mekalkel aydeh gumois. He's being mekalkel. Shanasim Mabayis, who wants holes in their house. Velo misakin, right? He has no toyels from it. So that's number two. Valkulam alo eina mechavin lezeh. Plus, you have eina mechavin. Ay, it's a psigration. Murak psigration. Le nichle, it's a psigration. Le nichle. Megam bezeh lekul yam hurak isidrabanan. And when it's a psigration, le nichle, it's isidrabanan. Umavur Elbsim Shinta Zayin Sivgil Bagod, the Das Haramosha Muchach, the Svirle Ba'alma, the Mutrade Rabbana Mutta Bibsigrejla Nichle. So here we have a new site. Right? The Mechabah told us Davashin Mechabah's Mutta, but when it's Psigrej, it's Asa. The Shartin is telling us over here that when it's a Psigrej, if it's a Psigrej, it's a trade Rabbanon, then it's Mukhach in the Ramah that will be Mutta. Over there, it's talking about a case where you have a drawer and there's a fly in the drawer, and your kavan is, I want to close the drawer. My kavan is to close the drawer, not to capture the, not to be Ivan Tzad of the fly. And there's two Rabbanas over there. First of all, Ein B'minay Nitzad, and Hukhach Tzad, to be Ivan Daraisa, has to be a type of animal or living thing that normally people capture for its leather, for its meat. People don't catch flies. So it's aim b'min and needs it. And number two, also, in order to be able to rice, it has to be trapped in a place that with one grab, you'll be able to get it. You don't have to chase it around. So therefore, there's two drabbanans over there, and therefore, if there's a fly in the drawer, partial case, you have a fly in the window between the screen and the window, and you want to close the window, so then the Rama says over there that it's mutter to do it. Subsegresh le nichle and trade rabbanan. The Rama holds his mutter.
If you have a bee, can you catch?
What?
If you have a bee, can you put a cup over it? Like on slick, it's like there are bees flying around, right? It's good. You put a cup over it. Because like, you don't want
that leather. Okay, could be.
Okay, it would have to be bigger than a cup, otherwise you'd have the second travel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you can't take it in one grab.
So it has to be a big cup, you see. Right.
Is it just
a
Ramos,
or
is it
a Koyama? I'm reading the Shartin. Shartin says, He didn't say just. And Mavur Levus and Shem Design, who we follow the Ramah, the Das Ramah Shamukh, is really like. Okay, maybe we'll get into it more in a moment, but right now that's what he says. Then he continues, but after Hachamachmir Mizebig done be Yaisa, I said, why over here are we being Machmir? The Magen Rom said we should be Machmir if it's very big. Why are we being Machmir? The Psik Reishu, Kamashavi, Abbe says, Shem Paisim, Akbanim, Bimrutzev, Bechol Eir, Yesh the tsarf lizard dasatasis, like Azrim is out to Ainim Rotsev, Gam Rashi is really king, the Mukhmad of Sadi Haman Alf, the Masl Zulcha, Khmash Ram is lizard, Gurnum Kivaker. So that's the Sharitzin. Sharitzin is telling us this. Okay, now, perhaps there is a chilik between over there and over here, because over here, the trade rabban. What is the trade rabban? And this is an important idea to keep in mind, because over here, this dimian that we're making is not so pasha. Why? Because over here, what are the two rabbanans? Shleikederach, right? You're doing the charitz shleikederach. Normally, you do it with a shovel. Now you're doing it with dragging a chair. That's number one. And the second rabban is mekalkel, the yiruning. Now, what's the tour of shleike derech? The pasig of machshev, melechus machshevus, right? Melechus machshevus. Melechus machshevus. And what's the tour of mekalkel? What's the melechus machshevus? Meaning, there's two things. Melechus machshevus. It teaches us that the malach has to be done in a chashav way. A chashav way is how it's normally done. Has to be done in a way that it's being sakin, it's not being mekalkel. But they're both miutim from the limur of meleches machshev. So it comes out that both of these drabbanans are from one tziba. There's one reason for both of these drabbanans. So one could say, and that perhaps in such a case we don't call it trade rabbanans. It's not called trade rabbanans to be meko by psikresh le'nichale. Over there in Shemin Shinta Zayin, there's two separate rabbanans, two separate reasons why it's not seder. It's not seder for one reason because ein b'mine nitzit. We don't normally trap flies. And the melacha d'oraisa is only on things that you normally trap for their usage. And number two is not seder because you still have to go chase after it, right? So over there, it's two separate reasons why. So that's trade rabbanan. But over here, and therefore you could be mekel in a case of it's pshuk reish le'nichli. But over here, where it's two rabbanans, which is all one reason, it's because not melachas machsheves. You're just giving two reasons why it's not malacha. It's not two reasons why it's not a malacha. So one would be able to make a chilik between those two cases. And in the Tshuvas Chalkis Yaakov, Chalik Alef Siman Ayin Hey, he has a tshuva over there where we have talking about a watch, which through the movement of the hand causes it to work more. I'll go put him, but he's mefalpal over there, and he has a riches over there in this Indian of trade rabbanans by psik resha. And he brings this yisoid. He brings this yisoid that if the p'tor is because of melachas machsheves, then he wants to say even more than that. It could be if the p'tor is melachas machsheves, then melachas machsheves is that you're coming out with the pula, just you're not doing it in a way that you should be chayv the raisa. Shanking over there, it's mamsh trade their banans, two separate reasons. He quotes this svara. And therefore he wants to be mechalik, that maybe we'll only make about trade their banan, the makam sikresh le nichle, over there in the case of Shin Tes Zayin. Now the emesis, we'll get to Shin Mem. We'll see in Simas Shin Mem, there's the famous Rama over here. There's a Rama on Halacha Gimel. Somehow Moichik. Rama says, if I have a cake with letters, also the Shabbat Uga Shekasav Leh Kibin Oisis, and I'll cut a cake that has on it Oisis. Even though my kavan is vachila, I want a nice piece of cake. I have no kavan for meichi. Still to asa. Devi meichi. Says the Mishnah Berurah is Yudzayin. Va'av de'ine almanas lichtoif. It's not almanas lichtoif. Therefore, it's Yisur Darban miwikiv. It's only Yisur Darban. Va'av she'ine mechavin limchoik. Bapsigreshu va'asa. The dogma revav, which is the Noid B'Yuda, he wants to be makel on this whole din. Why is the dogma revav want to be makel? So the dogma revav wants to be makel because he says, because over here it's a trade rabbana. Because it's a mekalkel and shloi kederach. Those are the trade rabbans that the dogma revav wants to say. The dog revolt wants to be makel because it's trade rabbanan. What's the trade rabbanan? It's a mekalkel. You're ruining the letters. And also, it's not the normal way of doing meichik. You don't do meichik by cutting the letters in half. You meichik, you use a eraser, you take it off. But the Rama is chaylik. The Rama holds the tasa. What? For meichik? The Rama says it first. Ava bisha'inu mechabin rak la'achila.
You're selling your mice, you
want to
cut the letter.
Yeah. No, I don't want to. I don't care. I would just want a piece of cake to eat. I don't care if it's with the whole letter or half the letter.
See, it's different than the cases of like a psych ratio dragging a bench.
Why?
Over there, you're not even knowing what you're doing.
Yeah,
I know I'm making a charitz.
It's a very heavy bench. The only way to do it is by making a charitz. I know I'm making a charitz. But it's not my chabim for the charitz. I don't need it. I don't want it. Right? So this is an issue. Someone asked. Oh no, it wasn't he?
What's not cutting the normal derech? Not cutting the normal derech is shinei.
It's melachas machshavas. Same thing we said in. I'm pointing out the same case that we have by us in Shalom Zion. If you look at the Shart scene here, Chav Beis, Yavi and Shemem, he says, Chav Beis, I'm a Simon Shinta Zion, but Primagon Beis Avram is Dalle, Tekilo Oicham Beyosim is there. A Chosh came in Kanda, we Oinik Shabbos. That is another Svara why to be Makal. He's going on this, on the Dogma of Vava. That they have also Oynik Shabbos. What? Yeah. Because right, the Mishmur brings down the dog and farmer says, "Vei shnus mekalav kishen yishev makom ha'isus biyader rak bepivda." But akapanim, you see from here that this idea is not so pashut in the. I'll show you another example. Turn to Simin Shin Aleph Sif Yud Zayin. Shin Aleph Sif Yud Zayin. Talking about there, someone has a walking stick. It says Chige Sheni Yochel Leilich Blay Makal. Someone who has he limps, he needs a walking stick to walk with. Muta Leilich by Afilei Nekashiva. Fine, because Simin Shin Aleph is Dine Hoitzav Kalim and the Godim. He's not going with it because that's like his shoe. Abul im efshalei leilach zulasim. If you go without it, ain't in it alachzik atzmai aser. Okay, says the bir alacha. Sheni yachal leilach b'lei makol. V'miyesh masmer b'roish makol. If there's a nail sticking out from the head of the on the bottom of the stick. Shaisa guma balichasai, making holes as he's walking. Baby psikreishadolay nichle. Tzarchin and mutalelech boy. Yuin sham be mishvetzai zav, shemetzadi lahatar bezet. The mishvetzai zav wants to be, is mitzadi to be matir. What's the tzad of the lahatar of the mishvetzai zav? So over there it's a mishvetzai seisid beis. Says it's a psikreishadolay nichle, because you don't want the holes. You're mekalkal because you don't need the holes, and shleike derech. So again, you have your case of shleike derech kalach yad mekalkal segreish lenichle. It's mitzadei to matter, but then the prima gadim ends off. Why is he only mitzadei? Va'ayin says ayin shin lamed zayin v'sham yivur. Over there, he'll explain. The problem is that by us and shin lamed zayin. It does not explain. It doesn't explain. But the Maestro, the Prima Gondim does bring, but the Maestro, the Be'alocha, does bring the Prima Gondim to be Mekel.
That means that we should be able to run on grass, long grass, because it's.
Why?
It's like Michele, and it's Mekalkel, and it's Klachariad, no?
Why is it Mekalkel? Maybe you don't want to be tall grass. Anyway, we discussed then, anyways, a different aspect of Sikresh then. If we look at the whole Maisa, each step, right?
Right.
I hear. So here you have a Bir Halacha. The question is, the Shvisa Shabbos in Chayrish Oisid Ches, so he brings a Meiri in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, Tosin and Ksubas Dav Hei and other Rishayinu, that are Machmir. If you take a look at Rishayinim, there are Rishayinim that are Machmir when you're schlepping heavy things, even though the Charitza is a Kilkel. And over there it's Bevadei, Trade Rabbanan. So this case with the nail sticking out of the stick is negated to women that have high heels, and are they allowed to go in places where? So normally your shoe, you're just pressing it down, but sometimes their mamash, you see it sticks in and then pulls the sand gets thrown to the side. So if you,
stomach footprint isn't a problem.
What?
Stomach footprint isn't a problem.
No. Well, maybe we'll get to it. We'll discuss that. Not sure. We'll discuss it maybe soon. So you have, but then the shart. Okay, so back to Shin Lam Zayin. We have a shart scene over here. Ois Yod in Shilam Zayin. Shaitin in Ois Yod, later on. Shaitin says, he's going on. What's he going on? Ois Yod. It's with the broom. The broom with made with those the bristles that break, right? Says Ulfize, who had din shasal chaber abayis? I feel memrutz of the man the shari. The machbez has suiz may anfe ilon nivation from dried out branches. Shein lechfofen that they can bend. The bevadei nishbarim kishmechabnim behem. V'tam kol zed evi k'may soise kli. V'av she mekalkel, ayyibi mekalkel. Kamokim asal chatchila. So this mekalkel says this b'shar yitzin and oisir. Hayinu avshu gam kem sigrej le nichle. Even though, fine, you be mekalkel, but sigrej le nichle. Kamokim chatchila in kedai. Chatchila is not kedai. U'kumai, v'goyre keilim gedoylem v'yoysa agave kaka. The gam sham im yisav acharitz umikalkas abayis edei agumais vub sikreishin loy nichlei afilach yosel chatchila. Right, so again over here he's showing us that it will be asel lechatchila. Is mashma not right, so the question is why is he not being mekel? Because of Sekresh Le Nichle and Trey Drabonin, where in other places he is Mekel.
Why is it true Drabonin?
It's not the Derech.
But not Derech.
Yeah. Okay, now. Akapanim, okay, that's the idea to. Akapanim, what is mevur over here in Sif Aleph and from the Mishmurim Sif Katan Dal B'Shem the Magen Avram that halacha lemaisa vadeg and be making a charitz, it's also because of segregation. So now, if I'm going with a carriage on a dirt field. And I make a charitz. I'm making, you see how the carriage is driving over the, it's riding over the dirt, and it's making a hole in the dirt. The chayra, it would seem that there's no heter and should be aser. However, the Kaf Chaim and Reis Dalet points out that there's a Gemara Beitza. He discusses this. He says, "Pei the Gemara Beitza, Dav Chav Gimel and Beis." The Gemara says over there, the Gemara says that Agoloshani, the Koiveshes. That's the Gemara says, the Koiveshes ve'ini oisacharitz. Agolo, wagon is different because Koiveshes and doesn't make charitz. What does that mean? Rashi explains, charitz anir bihilucha loya dechafiruhu. The charitz that you see as a person walking or as the wagon's going is not a chafira, el koiveshes v'doireses hakarka. It presses and pushes down the karka. V'nidosh tachter v'nasim mekoyma namoch, aval einoy zoz ofer mimekoyma. Said over there, it's machleik is Rashi and Tosfos to understand the Gemara, but Rashi is telling us the Yisoy. If you ever went to the farm and you saw how they do charisha, so charisha is done. That they have the plow back in the old days. The plow, maybe we'll take a trip there to the Lama Tess Malachas place. But you have a plow where the animal or the person pulls the plow and it pushes the dirt up onto the side. You're left with a charitz in the ground, and both sides is a pile of dirt. Then they put the seeds in and they use that dirt to cover the seeds. Right? So therefore, Rashi is telling us that the charitz, that's a problem of charish, is when there's offa being moved, mimikaima, and the offa is being pushed to the side, so that you can put the seeds in there. But if all you're doing is just pressing the dirt down, which that's what's happening, when you're driving the wagon over it, when you're driving the carriage over it, you're just pressing the dirt down. So then that's not chayrish. There's a charitz now. You just made the karka lower. That's not a chayrish. That's not a charitz. That's not chayrish. So according to this, if let's say I'm a wild driver, so I take that carriage and I swerve around, and all right. So then, Taki, you might be making this charetz. You have to be careful about that. And in Sefer Shmiras Shabbos Kol Chasi, Taki brings down in Perek Chav Ches, Isman Beis from Shlaim Zalman, that's mutta only to go if you're going straight, but if you like make these turns to the side, it's not going to be mutta. Oh no, I'm sorry, made a mistake. It says it's muta loy rak la siya b'kav yasha, not only in straight, kim gam la fnois l'stadim, even to turn to the sides. And in the ha'ari he says v'svarasa imay shayu rak doiches achol l'stadim emogim shikpar nichbash gam efshe shachol shu doiche hu ke'ein ofa tichuach, finds like soft ground, so that's noiser. No, but he's not talking about where you're mamish making a hole in the ground and pushing the dirt to the side. He's just saying, even when you turn on the dirt and it's like, it looks like you're pushing a little dirt to the side, that dirt is soft dirt. That dirt, you're just moving it over. That's not a problem.
What case is this we're using a carriage in Shabbos?
What?
What case is this?
You want to go to the park or you want to go downstairs and there's a dirt field in front of you. Yes. Go to Mal Daphne, the whole dirt field.
A carriage on Shabbos. How can you use a carriage?
Baby carriage. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. The mice is a discussion also by a wheelchair, right? You need a wheel, someone to shul. Or, I'm talking about with Erev, obviously. If without Erev, then we have a different discussion. But with Erev, right? So you have a wheelchair, which the chayr, that's already b'chlal kelim gedolim of the Magen Avraham. So, right, and you have to, I'm saying about care, you have to deal with chaynes. That's medically, it's batzah, maybe, fine. But there's a tshuva from Moshe ben Chedidal Simon Tzadi. It's mutter for the person himself to roll himself. He's medamet to that case we mentioned before about the guy walking with the walking stick that he needs in order to walk. It's like he's not lying. It's like min olay. It helps him walk. So he also, it's like a malbush maybe, fine. Could be Gabi Mechalik, or Beitzef talks about. But so over there, it's a lot heavier. You have to be careful more on what you are doing.
Why is that any different? Wheels also.
Sure, but it's much easier. It's much heavier, so it's much easier to come to mamish make a chritz in the ground.
In the churns.
Right.
So you can push someone.
You have to be careful. I'm just saying you have to keep this in mind that if you're going to be doing it with in a way that. That it might, more than makes a track, but it moves the dirt to the side, and that's already a shayla of making a charitz. I secretly nichle and you trade their buttons, but we see it's not so pashit. What
like
it is?
If you have like an old person, like they can't.
Well, you'll have it. You'll ask for shayla myself. Just pointing out that you have to think before you do it. Okay.
Don't do all terrain all people.
No, the other issues I said involved also. If there's no Erev and things like that. Big machlokes. Moshe has this far to be matter, but the Har Tzvi and the Shmir Shabbos and the Ktzais Shulchan. I'm not so excited about that far. Okay. Anyways, Siv Beis. Also, the Chabed Habayis Elm Ken Akaka Mrutziv. It's also to sweep the house unless the Kaka is. Merutziv is tiled. V'yesh matzina afil ein merutziv. Hagov, v'yesh machmir afil merutziv. This is a very sharp Ramah. I mean, Ramah is telling us that even if it's merotif, it's stone floors, also to sweep. Mechaba at least is 2 days. It's 2 days if it's mutter to mechaba there, if it's mutter to sweep the house or not. Ramah goes and is machmir even if it's merotif. So, I mean, our minig is, could be you wish that you didn't have to sweep on Shabbos, but so our minig is that you could sweep, so how do we get around it? Says the Bir Halacha, the Ramascha Vesh Machmir, I be Mishnah Brur, the Atamu Mishum, the Gazvim, Rutzavat, or in Rutziv, whom is safe at Trumas, Vetikai Betaz. Vine the Fize, says the Bir Halacha, Im Kol Bate Ir, Oy Al Kapanim Rubam, Rivash, right? Merutzaf in Ba'avonim Oy Belevenim, Because she can't even have a chusim be crushing. Efsha the mutal chavet the legazu aruba and play me uta. Vle al ir zoom in play ir a cheres. The chumash kaz will save a chumis. Chena taisus dav chavta some base the remas gzer. Gam Rashi save a cane. The ramas the zer dav tzadi ham alvi. The look at Rashi over there. The etik din ze gam a grob the bi uroi b'shem save a chumis. So the Bi'ur Halacha is introducing us that even though the Ramah seems to be very machmir, however, there is makam in many Rishonim to say that if the whole city or Rav the city is merutziv, then already it doesn't apply. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings down the same hezbah to be masbir, the heter of Bizmaninu. But the din remains. If it's a place which is ainay merotzif, if it's a dirt floor, it's taka asa, like the Shmir Shaz bin Dan Perichov Gimel Alacha Beis, that's also the tateya. Tateya is to sweep a place which is not merotzif. If you are in a place where rove the houses over there are not merotzif, for example, in a lot of places where the army camps. They stay. It's dirt floors. So then it could be even if you have a piece that's merutziv, it won't be will be asa. So what about this? Let's say I have a chatzar, I have a courtyard, a backyard, and it's paved with tar. All right, my driveway or whatever it is, it's paved with tar. Now. Roiv chatzeirois are not merutziv, right? So we could be mechalik between, maybe we could be mechalik between the path going up to your house, in front of your house, that roiv of those are merutziv. Okay, but let's say I think, look, in the back of my house, I have a piece that's paved, in the back of my house, we're over there, roiv backyards are not merutziv. So how do we look at this? Sukkahs, right? Comes the sukkah. I make a sukkah, and I learned Shin Lama Vav, where if I might drop my cup or seed, so I put on the floor, I lay out a piece of whatever I make in Rotsif, right? I put down a linoleum or whatever you put down on the floor, it's Rotsif in my backyard. What do we do then? How do we view it? Do we view the bottom in the city? Do we look at the chatzeres alone? The path up to the house? The path in the back of the house? Sukkahs, maybe we look at sukkah. Rav sukkahs in the city are merutziv. Or we look at rav sukkahs outside. Are merutziv or not merutziv? This is where it gets a little complicated.
Would a porch be any difference?
The porch which you open your door out, the path that comes right out of the house, so we could say that's part of the house. Okay, that we could say it's part of the house. Elamaisa the Bir Halacha says, Ach mikom akim ein dav ze bara adayin, the efshad amini shever amal shenayin lachim vze, be'isser, kibu nisyasi mea kadmoinim. The chashul is a tilta muksa. He says, the mice in Ramot seems to be very machmer. Maybe it was because he was worried about tilta muksa. Shemotzi liyaz al kaka at somis v'klibin sheni ruim l'maycha b'ema. Chemash v'kitzas v'rabbein yiruchim. Ulefi zeb chogam niyasa. If it's a shayla of muvi muksa, It's always thus. Ula midas imer ama atam lahokal beknaf aves mishum dudava kal veine mash begumais mash mine. Then no, his reason to be machmer is because of shvui gumais. Well, if he's the ain lachmer bishikol bate ir merutziv ubefradim schabet ubef. This is interesting also. Ubefradim neschabet abayis meir of Shabbos. Why should that be true? And why is the Bi'ur Halacha throw that in? Uchenal. Seems like the Bi'ur Halacha is saying that if you swept your house Erev Shabbos, then there's more makom to be makel that you could sweep your house on Shabbos.
Until the Muktzah.
No. The next line is Vigamli is the Muktzah Halachash because it's a Tulta Yidei Dovach, right?
That's also
Shvui Gomez. What? Exactly. That's Shvui Gomez because you already did Erev Shabbos. It says v'gam this the mukzos ein lachash echad mishom echad mishom echad. I mean, he didn't say a reason yet. Shema the cause of Rashba the mutzal for nice mishum David graf sharei v'oi the havele tilta me'atzara yidei davachel tzach shavs k'mesh kos v'achrein. Right. So, which time is another agav another raya over here in tilta me'atzad? There's a discussion. If I do it in its normal way, is it still called Tiltum in its side or not? And it's normal to sweep dirt on the floor. So you see that he held that it's still called Tiltum in its side, unless that's why it's only one of many reasons. Maybe that was a suffix, but you see where he held a maisa that it's called Tiltum in its side. So the Mishmur, he makes a very...
What's that affecting zero?
What?
Now it's already made it flat.
Well, he's just saying, then there's more of a reason that we don't have to worry about that Shvui Gumais. So it's more of a reason to say that in a place where it's Merutzif, you could be Mekel.
There's none.
That's what he's clearing, man. He's trying to squeeze out of that, right? He's trying to squeeze it. He sees in Ramah is making this light plug, but what's. Maybe we could have some room to breathe. Something. So those are the issues over here. Lemaisa Rav Shimon Ida brings down in Hilchos Shabbos on page Nun Aleph. He brings down, I think from Rav Moshe. Not sure if he brings from Rav Moshe or not, but that we dan the chatzeres by themselves. We look at each chatzah by itself. The Shmir Shabbos also says. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman that if it's a hemshech of the house, so then he says, "Yitochin that roiv batam rutzafim." We view this hemshech from the house as part of the house, even if it's not roofed, but it's like a porch right outside the house or a pathway from the house. We view it as a house. In a bungalow colony, it could be in a gaya. In a bungalow colony, do we don each bungalow colony? There's some very fancy ones and some not so, right? It's where. So do we don each one? How do we don each one? Maybe each one, some of them are like an ear by themselves. So I don't know. A sukkah, Shmir Shabbos says about a sukkah, but lechein sukkah b'nui b'chatzah as l'tateo isa, feel she b'chatzah m'rutzefes.
Is it totally on whether his roi b'chatzah is m'rutzefes or not?
Is it totally what?
Like, if he has a certain part that is m'rutzefes, is it totally on whether his roi b'chatzah is m'rutzefes or not?
What do you mean? It has to be Be'er.
He has
had Be'er.
Well, they're assuming we're the business for that they've done each chatzer by itself. So if half a chatzer...
No, who said that?
No, chatzer is separate from the house.
No, chatzer is separate from the house, I mean. But look, chatzer is separate from the house. We don't they say that since Roy bought them in the house, I'm roots of they have a chatzer is a mutter.
Look at Roy
chatzer. That's right. Okay. So, Amir Tshem, we will continue. We'll finish up Amir Tshem next week. I would like to finish in Lam Zayin. Okay.
Breaking from Rambam, most of the terrorists have a small section of these roots, and the rest is not. It was
have a phone that mounts the table. Yeah.